Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Hello, Sam. This is James. I'm sorry that I missed the call.
Oh, hey, James. How are you?
Yeah, good, good.
Hey, good. Yeah, so I'm with the underwriting department. It looks like your file just got sent over to us. I just needed to give you a call, do sort of a quality control sort of thing to make sure
okay.
we're all on the same page here. Did you have a couple minutes right now?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, perfect. So I'm really just going to be confirming a lot of what you have already gone over with. Was it Jeremiah that you were working with?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, perfect. So I have the name of the business as Global Parts Supply Inc., and you're doing business as Automax Company, is that correct?
Yeah, as a DBA.
Okay, perfect. All right, and are you the 100% owner of the business?
Yeah.
Okay, and I have here that you've been in business since 2003, is that right as well?
1998, actually.
Oh, 1998, okay. Did you incorporate in 2003 or something?
Yeah, I changed to 2003 corporate.
Okay.
I signed for Automax 1998 and changed to corporation Global Parts Supply Inc. 2003.
Okay, perfect. Write that down real quick. All right. Now, I see here that... Okay, so a couple questions as far as your gross annual sales go. I have for last year, $379,000, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and I see in 2014 it was up around $2.2 million.
Yeah.
Okay, and what was kind of the reason to have that fluctuation?
One of my customer, he's a major customer. He asked me exclusive in the market, USA.
Uh-huh.
And he's involved with the other company.
Oh, okay.
Involved with the company, so I lose the business.
Yeah,
the
sure.
market is free, so after that I have create a new customer. It was just two, one to America, one to Costa Rica.
Uh-huh.
Now I have 11.
Oh, okay. Oh, so I see. So 2015 you lost a big customer and had to kind of...
And the business level again, my business right now.
Okay.
So I have expanded my customers like 11. I have
okay.
coming on another 5 more in this year.
Oh, all
so
right. Capex, and
as of today is 1.3 million, something like that. 1.2
okay.
3 million.
1.2 to 1.3. That's where you are so far for this year. Okay.
Yeah, so far. So next okay. year we're going over 2.5, something like that. What 3
oh, okay.
million?
All right, now let me take a look at the notes here. I don't think I have anything here for as far as how much you were looking for. Did you have an idea of how much you were looking for?
As much as, but depends on your APR. I don't get some information about the APR.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I don't have any of that yet. We're at the beginning of the process here to what
the rate is cheaper because I have used before with a big customer. I use HANA Factory, HANA Financial.
Uh-huh.
Because I have a turnover, it's over 3 million. I have to use the financial company.
Sure.
So it depends on the interest rate. If possible, my funding is flexible, but I try to starting for 100,000, you know.
Okay. Okay, that gives me a starting point. And what I'll do
yeah.
is, I'll use that as a starting point, but I will get you qualified for the largest amount possible with, you know,
uh-huh,
this rate
yeah.
that you qualify for too, and then we can kind of work backwards from there and see how much
right.
you want to use and see what kind of term we want to set you up on. Now,
yeah.
What were the funds primarily going to be used for?
From credit line to the customer.
Credit line for the customer. Can you walk me through how that works for you with each customer?
We have net 30 to net 60, the customer.
Okay.
Net 30 is like we have paid for the product on the deal date.
Okay.
They have shipping. I pay for that, the supplier. And then I bring, they have from China, from Korea, takes about 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And then they deliver to the warehouse, and then I got that 30 minutes is like arriving their warehouse. After the 30 days, they pay for that.
Oh, okay.
So probably like 45 to 60 days, 75 days from the PL date.
Okay. Now, what's the average size of each transaction with your customers?
The customer is 300 to 500,000 is normal.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Some less, some over, but the average is like 300 to 500,000.
Okay.
So customers just three, four containers at 100,000, but most of major customers 300 to 500,000 per customer.
Okay. All right. And let's see. Did you have any idea of how soon you wanted the funds? Are you working with any specific deadline, anything like that?
As much as the longer is better, because I have this is a rolling amount, you know. I have a slipping to 30 days, 45 to 75 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then maximum is like 3 years, something like that. Because longer term is better for me, actually. The best way to have line of credit?
So we do have lines of credit. Unfortunately,
I think the
line of credit, it usually is for significantly less than what you're looking for right now. Usually it's something along the lines of like 40,000. So I don't think it would necessarily fit into what you are looking for.
Yeah, and 40,000 should have to be.
But what we have is these working capital programs. It's going to be access to cash based off of your cash flow. So a lot of times, the most popular way that these programs are used are usually for kind of, you know, fulfilling purchase orders or purchasing inventory, anything that you know you are going to have revenue produced from, where you can have a greater return than the cost of funds. So that way, you're able to, you know, decide how much you need, how much you're going to make with it, and you can see it all beforehand, and then you plug it in, put it to work, and then it's renewable. So it's like a line of credit because, you know, you can do it, you can get the $100,000 the first time around, and go ahead, place your purchase order, and then turn it over to your customers, and then go ahead and do it again.
That's the way. For example, $100,000, I pay for $30,000 to the customer, to the supplier, I mean, and then I would collect money for like 45 days. I pay back $30,000.
Sure.
And then for example, 1 month, it's like that. December 1st, I have paid for the $30,000. December 20, $35,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I collect the money, it's like a January and February, collect $30,000, $45,000, I pay back. And then January, I pay on a takeout money, I pay back money, and I just pay for the interest only, you know?
Sure. Yeah, it definitely sounds like it's going to fit into the model that you have there.
I don't need $100,000 at one time, actually.
Oh, okay.
I pay for that, and then I pay back before and pay back. That's like that way, the line of credit.
Sure, yeah, it can absolutely operate very similar to that. The only difference is what you do is once you figure out exactly how much you need this first time around, we would then deposit that cash into your business checking account.
Okay.
And then set you up on a specific term that we can. I'll approve you for, you know, the longest term possible. But what we can do is match you up with a term that matches your return. So if you are going to, you know, turn this around in a matter of 3 months, we can set you up on a term that matches that.
3 months is that even line of credit? I need a long term, at least 2 years, something like that.
Sure. Okay.
After due date, mature date, I pay $100,000 at one time. During the time, back and forth, I withdraw the money, I have deposit money, withdraw the money, and they use like a line of credit. And then mature date is I have $100,000 pay total amount. And then you think about my credit history, you have another new, what is that, the line of credit, something like that.
Okay, now do you have a line of credit in place right now?
No, I don't. I used the Hana Financial before, but I have lost a big customer. I don't use it anymore.
Okay.
So I can rebuild, but they charge and then they have what is more complicated, you know?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I'll try to keep this as easy as possible.
So follow up the two different ways, just the funding, $100,000 or whatever do you have approval amount.
Yeah, so I don't have the approval amount yet, what I'll do, I think we should be probably about a day away from having the approval amount, so we'll know a little more of exactly what's available to you, and we can kind of play around with the numbers at that point to see, you know, what's going to make sense. Now, I see on here that you have a current loan with NewLogic. Are you familiar with that one?
Yeah, NewLogic is a CMA. I got the $100,000 I want to pay off because this is too high rate.
Sure. Okay, and that's something that we can include in this. Now, you originally
20,000. So,
okay, yeah, I see the balance is about 21,000. Did you say you originally borrowed 100,000?
I think it's 50 something like that. I don't remember.
Okay. And do you know what kind of rate that was?
It's very hard to say. They have something 24, 26%, something like that, initially.
Uh-huh.
But they have impact to the balance amount, something like that. You know what I'm saying? So I have reduced the balance. They have interest, you know, the monthly payment is have to reduce, right?
Sure.
But they have same amount, which means it's like more than 10%, you know, 26, 25, something, yeah.
Okay. Now, how long was that term on that loan?
With them?
Yeah, with NewLogic.
I think it's 3 years, something like that.
3 years, okay.
3 years. It's almost done. So I got the funding from you. I pay off that amount.
Exactly that. And that's why I'm asking the questions about it, is because part of the requirements for these programs is if we get you approved, we would pay off that balance.
Right. I want
to get you the additional cash.
The balance amount to me.
Okay, now, I'll tell you what, are you able to send over a copy of that loan contract to Jeremiah? Because when we get your approval, we're going to build it in so that balance is paid off.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have got the saving by the internet. They have our Explorer. I have saved in my file, but I tried to open, but I cannot read. As is a website, I have saved the contract, something like that. So they cannot send me the real paper.
Oh, okay.
So they have a RoboSign and then all the documents, and then I saved the file, but it was Explorer file. So all the file cannot read.
Okay.
So when you confirm, I have asking them to balance amount. I send the email to you. How much balance left over? Every month is different, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that we'll have to do once we get the approval done.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, have you gone to your bank to look in to see if they have any funding for you or even a line of credit available?
Before was, but I have changed it to starting payoff like 5 months, 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
I have line of credit from the BBCN Bank, the Korean Bank.
Oh, okay.
And then I have, at the time I have something cash flow is good, so I have changed the term. And the payoff, starting to pay off is almost done. I think it's not too much left over. 150,000 I starting, but it's less than 30, 40, something like that.
Oh, down to about 30,000 left on it, okay. Yeah.
That is 5% interest. It's not good. It's not bad, you know.
Yeah. All right. Now, have you gone back to NewLogic at all to see if they are able to give you any renewal options, anything like that?
No. Anytime I can pay off.
Okay. Now let me see.
The option. They have a payoff balance is 6% discount.
Oh, 6% discount if you pay it off early. Okay.
Yeah, which I'm sure amount.
You'll be able to access that if we get you approved.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they have paid. They pay the daily. I don't want you to be daily payment or something.
Oh, you're on daily right now. Okay. Now, for these
every day is different month.
Okay. Yeah. It looks like I might be able to get you into a weekly payment option, which I know a lot of people like a little better than the daily. I mean,
monthly is much better for me.
Okay, it's very similar to the amount and the term that we get you approved for. You just have to qualify for the payback option. So let me take a quick look here. I'm going to take a look
And
here.
That you are not to prepay the what is the penalty, right?
Absolutely not. No, we actually we offer some pretty aggressive discounts for early payments.
Okay.
So if we're looking to try to get this on, you know, a longer term, there will be an option where you can pay it off early and have a discount.
But early discount or no penalty?
No penalty.
No penalty. Okay. Good.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm just looking at your credit real quick here, because that's going to be something that comes into play when it qualifies you for a payback option. Right now, just for your reference, I have you coming in at a 682 for your credit score.
I have checking this today, this morning, in the 7 or 8.
Oh, really? Now, who did you
pull that? I have the member of the Experian.
Oh, Experian.
So whenever, I have paid the monthly fee. So whenever I open the file, they don't mind to credit record, you know.
Oh, yeah, so there's not an inquiry on it. Nice. Okay. All right, now.
How soon is the loan? 707 today, this morning.
Okay. Okay, I'll put a note on here and have them double check over here.
Okay,
so
yeah,
I believe that is all the information that I need from you right now, James. Where we are in the process is I'm going to go ahead and give a green light on the file to push it forward for an approval, and we will try to get you approved for, we're going to go for the largest amount and the longest term to see what's available to you, and then kind of work backwards from there. So we should have, Jeremiah will most likely reach out to you tomorrow with some initial feedback on the file.
Okay. How long do you expect to take about?
Usually takes about 24 hours to get an answer on the approval, and then if you like what you see from there, we can fund it the very next day.
Yeah. Funding is okay, but I want your approval. Otherwise, I talk to my brother in Korea.
Sure. Okay, yeah. What I'll do, I'll have Jeremiah give you a call probably tomorrow afternoon with an update.
Okay, please. That's the easy way, but not the easy way. The worst one is the very hard way.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Let me know.
Okay. Thanks a lot, James.
Okay, bye.